looking stuff up. Do you have a computer in front of you?
I have my phone.
Okay.
J-Lo, this whole podcast is up to you, okay? All right?
I am the living man.
You want to explain what the living man is to anybody out there?
Are we on?
Where we started.
Oh, we started.
Give a quick... Just give him a visual.
Man is, I think his name was like Talbert or something, or Taggart. He was a...
like a Montana wild
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's like one of those guys that you see outside the Sundance store in Sedona, Arizona, with like a bunch of fucking turquoise around his neck.
Yeah.
And he wears like a tricorn hat and I guess got arrested by fish and game wardens for illegally fishing in a river.
Yes.
And he went to court and kept talking about how he is the living man and referencing a treaty from 1871 in order to protect his rights.
He kept saying, like, I do not abide by your corporate fiction.
That was base, though.
Your laws are
well,
corporate fiction.
Well, he's a sovereign citizen.
We
were going down, we were doing some audits last night, right, folks? And then from there, we went into top five sovereign citizen fails. And the living man, I think, was on one of them. Was he a fail?
He's been arrested like five times.
He goes to court like five times, and he keeps... You kind of think he's going to get out of it, and then they eventually just tackle him.
Yeah, because he's in total contempt of the court. He won't shut the fuck up about how he is the living man. He keeps, like, rejecting... They keep referencing him by name, and then he just goes, I am the living man, and you cannot... I'm not a part of your corporate fiction, and the wild horse runs free.
Well, we should explain what a sovereign citizen is, because they are pretty similar to auditors in a way. There's an overlap. There. So a sovereign citizen is a person who believes that they cannot be governed by any other man.
Right.
The fact that anyone thinks, the government included, that they can control another person is against, you know, basic human rights.
And you're going to have a lot of luck living with that philosophy in America.
Yeah, so all the videos, it's probably like five different videos that we watched. It's the living man, he's back in court because he broke the law again, and the judge is saying, you broke the law, sir. You gotta pay the fine. And it's the living man defending himself. He doesn't have a lawyer. The living man does not lawyer up.
In later ones, he does have a public attorney that looks completely exhausted. That is just like...
Oh, because he's just so tired of having to go down to court for Davy Crockett. The living man's like,
I am
allowed to fish at SeaWorld.
When I am in a state of hunger?
How dare you stop the living man from fishing at SeaWorld?
I am in a state of hunger and I will eat this orca.
But yeah, he's one of those guys where you're like, I appreciate the effort, but you're out of your mind.
Yeah,
you know?
He's honestly kind of cool though.
It's the most pure ODD that exists actually, because even auditors who have bad ODD, oppositional defiant disorder, they have it bad. They're still like, okay, but I'll follow the law.
Right.
This guy's going like, no,
he's on his own.
Fuck off. I won't. No one's telling me what to do. Period. I'll go to the courthouse and I'll tell the judge to shut the fuck up over and over. Which he does.
He literally has a feather in his hat. He looks like he came to the court on like a canoe. He's kind of like fucking the Unabomber, but like if he didn't
make bombs. He has a really curly
bombs.
Mustache. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he has a classic
like a big curly mustache.
Curly mustache.
And his big like own was basically he frustrated the judge into leaving the courtroom, and he was like, "The judge has left the courtroom. Now it is time for me to. Is this court is now adjourned?"
He adjourns the court himself,
and then he runs out of the courtroom and immediately hops in the back of like a 1998 Toyota Tacoma, and is like, "What?" He's like, "Get out of here. We have to leave. I am the living man."
I was disappointed in that when he left and he got in a car.
I thought he wouldn't get in a car.
Right? No, because cars, you have to go.
He thought he'd hop on the back of a horse.
Yeah, he thought he was going to jump on a...
He jumps ass first.
I thought he was going to jump on a stagecoach or something and leave. Like, you can't keep talking about all this corporate fiction. Anyway, time to get in my Toyota Tacoma.
He hops on the back of an eagle, flies away. I am the living man.
The living man only... drives Jeep Grand Cherokees.
And then we had this joke that he's a pedophile, and
that was another joke. The living man was basically in court defending himself for being a pedophile. Every video is him in court.
So it's like, what if the next video is him and he's a pedophile now?
The living man the living man does not believe in age or
age of consent is not a thing for living man. your age of consent is a corporate fiction.
Corporate fiction.
If I come across a Boy Scout troop on my walks, then I reserve my right to fuck butts.
Fuck butts. The living man is here to defend his right to fuck butt.
He just comes out of the mud like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator.
But yeah, anyway, check out the Living Man videos. What is his actual name?
Look up Mountain Man Court.
Just called Mountain Man Court. And he went to court like a bunch of times, and he didn't win, of course. You don't win in this country. You can't.
The Living Man has big, juicy nuts.
The Living Man has prevailed.
Living man has irritated big juicy nuts, and he must fuck butt.
Wasn't our joke is that he's like Ariel Castro? He like leaves court and he just goes to a house full of women.
He's super righteous in court, and it's all about how, you know, this is wrong. You guys are all wrong for this. And then he goes home and he's just got women trapped.
And he just throws seven women a McDouble through a cage. And he goes, "Eat this, whores."
Living man provides.
Living man believes in natural law, and by natural law, I can keep you in a cage and feed you fish heads.
living man.
You could kind of say he's doing like when you first put the video on. I didn't know who was. I was like, is there a Native American chief? Like,
no, you just start talking like that if you've been in the wilderness.
Trees just make you start talking like.
Many moons ago, living man had.
The trickster coyote and the raven.
He just talks like that, and what else was the living man? What was another living? I don't know.
He constantly gets wrestled by the.
Oh yeah, that's the thing.
He got tackled by the bailiff.
So he's constantly talking about natural law. But if we're gonna go on like natural law terms, then like if a man just comes out.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
We've kept it on every podcast.
Oh, that looks nice.
It's too dark.
No, it's good.
What are you talking about?
It is Halloween.
I want to zoom in on me, Devin, for clips.
Yeah, you want to zoom in on a, you know, overlit. On an overlit.
All right, fine.
So the living man believes in natural law.
Good.
Somebody's got ODD.
Natural law, and he's like, by natural law, I should eat when I'm hungry, but also by natural law, he should just be like stoked if a man just sneaks into his camp and kills him in the middle of the night. And like the cop tackling him is natural law, he's stronger than him, and there's more of them,
right? So
that's what confuses me about the living man.
He sucks.
What confuses you?
If you believe in natural law, then might is right. So, like, by definition, when he goes to the fucking Montana courthouse, or where the fuck he goes to...
It's Montana.
He gets tackled by, like, three police officers. That's natural law in action. There's a bunch of stronger guys out there that are going to put you in a cage, living man.
Right.
He kind of gets it, though. He sits there, and they're like, okay, living man, you lost the case.
He fights them, actually, and then he throws a vague object. He throws a vague object like at his family, which I think is a flash drive full of child porn. It's
like, hey, please hide my terabyte of child porn.
They will never find out that
living man keeps 6 terabytes of child porn all times in his pocket.
The living man is on the dark web, constantly looking for children, juicy children.
Living man lurks the dark web. Living man very upset when Silk Road went out of business.
Living man invests heavily in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies for trading in child porn online.
Living man does not like a trail of his spending.
Like the trickster coyote, the living man. By the light of the moon, the living man downloads many terabytes of child porn.
The light of the moon. There is nothing better than a boy's shiny buttocks lit up by the moon. I love smearing beaver fat on young boys' butts.
Yeah, no, we had the bit where living man is raped in his cell.
He's free because he goes to prison.
Oh, no, the judge goes, okay, living man, I've had enough of your shit.
The judge is like an old woman that he keeps torturing.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have this bit where she handcuffs him to a radiator and forces him to eat her out.
Oh,
and the living man is like, this is not the beaver that I'm used to.
Yeah, that's right. The judge makes him eat her pussy. And he goes, living man does not like this type of beaver.
The living man... Judge Carmichael forced the living man to lick her beaver for a fortnight.
He's yelling that
by the light of the moon, I licked the Judge Carmichael's beaver.
No one believes living man, but Judge Carmichael forced her beaver upon my face.
I was forced to perform cunnilingus on Judge Carmichael.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, check out Mountain Man in court on YouTube.
They sodomized me with many nightsticks. I am a living man.
So, John, you just saw Halloween?
Yeah, I saw Halloween with Jordan.
And I didn't even know it was good.
I haven't seen like any Halloween movie, and to be honest, like I was terrified of them as a kid.
Well, this is supposed to be like a good one, right? Because David Gordon Green directed it, who did like Pineapple Express, and he does like some pretty good like artsy, cool movies.
There was like really like on the nose, goofy dialogue, but it was like perfect because the actors were so good. It was like done perfectly.
What was the crowd? Like Mexicans.
Oh my god.
Mexicans and goth
Holy
chicks.
Shit.
I mean
what
they
theater do you guys
Oh my
go
god.
To?
So they we basically, go to the Highland Park Theater.
Highland Park.
Oh, you went to the Highland Park Theater, which is a very Hispanic neighborhood.
It's just like Edwards.
So the whole
in.
Theater was just like Edward.
Yeah, the whole theater was like, I went to John Bosco and then
this
I went
is
to Franklin.
This is spooky.
It was so these so
was there like gothic Mexican people dressed
no,
up with, like,
no it's just dude they're like well, dude, it was Dodgers jersey.
When we got there was a huge crowd of kids outside like begging us to buy them tickets to go see the movie.
Classic.
You guys are scumbags for not
yeah why
doing
didn't
it.
You get them tickets
well,
like what's
because
the problem
by kids booze.
I'm not gonna I don't want to yeah, watch a movie booze. With a bunch of 12 year olds. That's what it boils down to. Someone came up to me with this little like smile
living
on his face.
Man would love to
the living
watch
man
movie
believes in natural law. the anyway so this kid walks up to me and before he smiles and he opens his mouth and I just go no and then he walks away.
You're a scumbag.
That's racist.
No.
You're rude.
You're racist.
Well, what Jordan I thought of later would have been, the ultimate move would have been to take their money and just buy our own tickets with it and go in.
That's happened to me when I was a kid. That happened to me all the time.
Yeah, and
for
the,
booze.
These there's a big crowd of kids outside and then we get in there and there's like six just fucking mouth breathers in front of us, just fucking on their phones, on Instagram, taking videos of the fucking movie.
That's like everyone at the theater now.
Just talking at full volume. And Jordan keeps telling them to shut the fuck up.
You were?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jordan was like, I'm trying to watch Mike Myers kill people.
They brought the Puerto Rican out of him.
And then we moved seats. I had to take a shit like midway through the
movie.
Of
course. Have you ever gone through any of that?
By the way,
I got to
say, let me just say real quick. So happy to have you back. So happy to have you back.
Thanks.
Really, I really was thinking about that today. I'm like, God, I didn't realize how much I missed John until he's back.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, like, this is the funniest thing ever. This is the vintage classic John. Haven't seen him in how long? A year? Something
yeah,
like
over a year.
Over a year.
Year and a half.
And he goes, he's like, I'm fine. You know, he's coming over. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's hang out. Can't wait to see you. And I get a text. He goes, looking for parking. Is that cool if I come in and take a shit?
Yeah.
First thing, and it was just
well,
like
I usually
that.
Do that.
Huh?
I usually do that when it's a new place.
But, you know, it's the best move. And I meant it.
It's
like,
not like a power move. It's just something I do. I don't know what comes over me.
I've done
shit.
That a bunch of times.
But I didn't have to shit. I just had to fart.
That was also
you
funny.
You came up and you go, and then John came out of the bathroom and it was like a big moment for him. He goes, it was just a fart.
Yeah, it was just a fart.
And he
pee.
Said it in a way where he was like, we'd be disappointed.
We'd be like, oh.
Like, dude,
goes,
what?
In there.
When we were on the road trip, there was an hour stretch where we stopped at five different gas stations to shit.
I have a fucking
we would week. Take a shit. And we'd get back in the car, and then 10, 15 minutes later, we'd be like, dude, you got a fucking shit? We'd be like,
I have a feeling my sphincter can be like as dilated as a hockey puck sometimes because it just fucking dribbles out of me.
What? Dribbles out of me.
Like, sometimes I just feel like I have the loosest asshole on planet Earth. Like,
is that because of shitting?
No. Yeah, it's because.
Am I right?
Yep. I've been seeing the living man.
The living man.
And he has been fucking butt. No, I just have to shit a lot sometimes, and I've been watching my. If my diet's really good, I take like one solid shit a day, and that's it in the morning.
Yeah,
but, you know. Lately, I haven't been so good, and yeah, I just gotta shit.
I love how solid you are about this.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine today. I had some cottage cheese and eggs, and then a Chipotle bowl. It's a lot of protein, bro.
I had Chipotle today. It was they were off.
I did upper body like 2 days ago.
Chipotle was off their game today.
What did you say?
You ever get like a Chipotle? Ever get like a Chipotle batch, and it just kind of makes you a little sick? Like something's off at it.
Well, you can't. I mean, it's what it is. It's a bunch of people making minimum wage, and there's a bunch of meat that's supposed to be frozen at certain times and taken out at certain times. Somebody leaves something out a little bit too long, and they're not. They don't give a shit.
It could be anything, though. It could be the fucking cabbage.
It could be anything.
Of course.
Yeah. There's no cabbage at Chipotle.
E. coli. No.
Or the lettuce.
The lettuce.
Me.
Yeah. Or the bean sprouts. They had fucking E. coli.
Bean sprouts?
No, they don't have. I don't know what we're talking about. This is
Jimmy John's.
The bean sprouts.
Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's had a huge bean sprouts outbreak.
My ex told me never have the bean sprouts at Jimmy John's.
The sprouts at Jimmy John's are just rotting.
Somebody gave me that exact same tip.
Yeah, they're just really slimy.
Yeah. I love Jimmy John's.
I used to get the bean
sprouts. Sprouts are like a superfood.
I love sprouts. I would get them at Jimmy John's with my cheesesteak, and I go, this is healthy for me.
I've never... Is a cheesesteak
No, I haven't. I don't get cheesesteaks. I was joking.
They don't even have that at Jimmy John's.
No, I know. Okay, I know.
You're thinking of
it
Jersey
was
Mike's.
A reference about ordering something fat.
That was,
with
yes, that was the joke, you rubes.
Why did you say it like...
You fucking...
You rubes.
You rubes. You rubes. I'm doing a show full of... Bruce.
But Halloween was good, and it was just a bunch of loud. Did you hear that dude in the back who kept trying to scare his girlfriend, and it didn't work? He kept going, boo.
Oh, God.
It was like a first date. Yeah. While he's trying to, like,
there was one point
her.
Where, like, 17 Edwards walked into the theater, like, 30 minutes into the fucking
Edwards.
Movie. And they were just a bunch of
Mexican teenagers recently got suspended for having too much tint on their cars.
Yeah, they bike there like uphill for 5 miles with a fucking Swisher and an Arizona iced tea. And they're all like,
why are Mexicans so obsessed with spooky?
It's in
Mexican
their
kids like they love the Dia de los Muertos and shit.
It's because they have a very culture. Intimate culturally.
Have you ever seen Coco
rocks.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen Coco.
Oh, we should talk about Coyo. Speaking of Coco.
What happened to your friend Coyo? What happened?
So, Coyo, when I was 19, I worked at the mall, and I worked at I framed canvas for like, God, how long did I work there, Devin? That's when I first started living
there. Like eight months.
8 months.
You worked for these like psychotic Israeli
Jews. No, they were Moroccan Jews.
Jews.
This dude was just constantly biting
the
his
business?
Fucking nails.
He worked at a kiosk in the middle of the Glendale Galleria, and he had no clue what he was doing. But
were they selling?
He would have to
exactly
print,
what I
he would
was
have
doing.
To print people's things.
So people would bring their cell phones, and you'd print. We had like a $10,000 Adobe printer, and these people would bring their cell phones and plug in. We'd print a picture from the cell phone, and we'd frame it on canvas. So it's my job to frame the canvas, which is kind of, I forgot everything about it. You just bend the canvas.
It doesn't matter.
The frame.
Get to the story.
I worked with a guy named Coyo, who was like the dumbest guy I've ever met.
Was that the guy we ate at Bright Spot with?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was just
slightly retarded.
God, he was stupid.
He was a little bit of an idiot.
Really good looking dude, like 6'3".
Of course, yeah.
And had a hot ass girlfriend.
Did he?
Oh, God, yeah.
His girlfriend was hot?
Like talking to a bag of bricks, and he worked at a health foods grocery store near Devin's house, and we found out he got fired for stealing almond milk, which is fucking hilarious. It's like $2.50 a carton.
That's really what he got fired.
That's what he got fired for. But the main thing about Coyo is like when you think of like
that was the story.
Yeah, there's more. So like,
when you think of young
Latinos, like there's like archetypes. There's like the cholo, and then there's like the young Latino that's like really into like heavy metal and like spooky shit.
The rocker,
Coyo, and Coyo is one of those dudes.
They love Morrissey.
But Coyo had the funniest Facebook page. Yeah, Morrissey. He had the funniest Facebook page ever, and one of his funniest statuses was he got kicked out of Disneyland because he dressed like Jack Skellington at Disneyland. And he was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I want to be able to go to Disney. I'm like, dude, they have, like, actors there who dress like characters.
Right.
They don't want some random 5-year-old coming up to you because you're dressed like Jack Skellington.
Living man dresses like Jack Skellington wherever he goes.
Yeah.
I do not subscribe to Disneyland's corporate fiction. Disneyland is full of corporate fiction.
But,
yeah, they have a men's fest. I feel like culturally Mexicans have a close relationship with death.
They
like,
yeah, they're well, they have a whole day for it. Dia de los Muertos is like a whole skeleton day. And
yeah,
shit.
And they just have an intimate relationship with death. Yeah. It's different than us.
It's Japanese people do too, but they're not dressing up all spooky.
Yeah, yeah, Japanese people
they just eat panties. Yeah,
they all dress
time.
Up like that guy from Spirited Away.
Asian culture, actually, yeah, that is true. Japanese or Korean or whatever, they love like the rant. They love like death, like creepy.
No, Japanese
shit.
People, it's a huge, like, you know, according to the samurai, the greatest thing that you could do in life is die in a great way.
Right.
So they're spiritual about death and everything, and they're connected to it closely, but they're not, they don't adopt the whole spooky kind of thing.
Yeah. Those masks are pretty
Do you think
spooky.
They came up
the
with...
what?
The masks they wear, they're pretty
Oh, the samurai
the Japanese,
masks.
Do you think... Do you
yeah,
think,
kind of demon-y type do you think, stuff. You're right, actually. Yeah. That's a good point. They do. They are kind of spooky.
Do you think Japanese people came up with kamikazes?
Yeah.
Do you think Japanese people came up with kamikazes just to like hide like that they drive bad?
That was it. They actually all those guys.
Like
intended,
they were like, we're just gonna call them kamikazes. I don't know. They're driving. They're flying into everything. They're driving into everything. Come up. They're. It's an honor. They're, it's an honor thing.
I first
they're
of all,
they're doing it for the country.
I can't have you say that.
There's some.
I can't have you.
I
say
think that's
it.
A pretty good one.
That's hilarious, but I can't have you say it by me because I'm a weeb. And the bad drivers are Chinese, not Japanese.
No, they're...
Takuma Sato! Takuma Sato! One of the best drivers on planet Earth.
No, no. They're Japanese fine. Men. It's not... Driving bad is not an Asian thing. It's a woman thing, too. I mean... Did you know Thelma and Louise, they actually weren't supposed to drive off the cliff at the end. That's just...
How many of these you got queued
it
up?
It just happened.
I'm just picturing some Japanese general scratching
and
his
it,
head going
but
like,
here's the thing.
He was supposed to come back.
But here's the thing.
I was supposed to be here.
If Thelma and Louise were Asian, they would have driven off the cliff with their blinker on.
Oh, very good.
Right, folks? It's silly.
Are these Rodney Dangerfield?
Hey, I don't give no respect.
Last time I saw them.
Actually,
like that.
Those are very good. Are these yours?
They're mine. Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
I've said these since I was like in fucking middle school.
I mean, I gotta say, they're very good.
I've been saying the same joke since like eighth grade, honestly.
I disagree with them.
There,
I think
it's a silly joke.
No, no, I think it's wrong.
I'm saying the N-word on NBC come February, all right?
Don't
call it NBC.
Everybody subscribe to Peacock.
Everyone subscribe to Peacock so you can watch me say the N-word on an all-black show.
Huge Peacock plug. They're going to be thrilled.
Oh, everyone loves Peacock. Yeah. There's literally...
All
there's,
16
there's,
subscribers.
Yeah, there's more people in America that own Peacocks than have access to the channel.
It's, yeah.
But anyway, what were we talking about? Death and spooky.
And Japanese people.
They love death. Americans, we're not really obsessed with marinating in death. We like committing. Like we like
murder.
Yeah,
we like killing
people. Like kill. We don't meditate on the death. You know
no,
what I mean?
America is all about avoiding the thought of death at all costs.
Yeah, the goal is to be extremely rich and then never die.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the entire kind of motivation behind consumerism and
like Kurzweil. Doesn't that guy want to, like, Ray Kurzweil, doesn't he want to live to be, like, isn't
I don't
his
know
whole
who
goal?
That is.
He's the, yeah, he's the singularity. Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Of yeah, what is he?
He's a future.
He's all about the future. Singularity. Yeah,
future guy.
Yeah. Those guys just suck ass.
Yeah. Okay.
They should be killed in front of their house.
I happen to agree. It's like
with a 22.
I think so
what
too.
What a well thought out murder for somebody you didn't know who they were.
Yeah, all
five
of them
minutes
should just be like fucking Heather Branch. Attack me.
Every time a futurist
tug me guy should blow their brains out.
The Cracker Barrel tug me man should shoot everybody.
Elon Musk leaves his micro house in New Mexico and walks outside one day and the tug me guy is waiting for him.
I will say that
I'm wearing a SpaceX shirt and I don't even support the company. I don't even
well,
like
every time a futurist makes a prediction, I do think, why would you know better than me about what the future is going to be like? Because you looked at technology? We all see it.
Right.
It's like we can all kind of guess. How are you getting famous on this and writing books about it? You're predicting the future?
It's I like, heard Elon Musk has a vibrator implanted into his dong.
Whoa. Yeah. That's
yeah,
great.
He's got a fucking vibrator.
Is that true?
Yeah. I heard he has a fucking surgical implant. He's obsessed with transhumanism. So, like, he's, like, wants to become a robot.
and I'm not fucking around, and I heard he has a fucking vibrator in his cock.
Why'd he start there?
I would make my entire cock a vibrator.
That's where humans will start, for sure. Yeah,
he's like, I'm sure he's got a bunch of other stupid
But didn't he just break up
he
with...
He like a flash drive in his fucking asshole.
Didn't he just break up with that girl he was with, Grimes, the Grimy or something?
Grimy.
Her name's Grimy.
Go get on your game box and watch Grimy. yeah, and I hope he also gets fucking his brains blown out at 3 in the morning.
Elon Musk. His house.
The fucking 22.
You don't like Elon?
I hate all of them.
Yeah.
They all need to be fucking...
I don't like that that our geniuses nowadays like want to be famous and like want to be influencers and shit and comics. Like, yeah, I don't think Albert Einstein would have like wanted to like, you know, hang out with
TikTokers. Didn't Albert Einstein like fuck his cousin?
Of course. Everyone, yeah. Every great person fucked a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Including the living man.
Including the living man. No, but it's... Didn't
the Pythagorean theorem.
I honestly feel like you could go through, like, some of the, like, biggest figures in, like, human history, and there's, like, somebody just always says something like that, where they're like, didn't he fucking murder his family? And yeah.
Einstein married his cousin.
Before, like, 1920, just, whoa. If you were famous, you were just a serial killer.
Wasn't That's Gandhi just, a rapist?
Yeah, he would, like, sleep with little girls.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all of them.
They all did.
Yeah, they all suck ass.
Because he was a rock star.
Yeah, he was like the Indian equivalent. Imagine this, how much his dick smelled.
Gandhi. Yeah. Why? Not because he's Indian.
Because he's dirty.
Don't go there.
Dude.
No. Come on. I don't ever. Come on, hell? Dude. I don't need Anyone that. I don't need that. I don't need dick. That type of heat on me. Why did his dick smell, John?
Because he was in the sun meditating all day and being poor.
Because he's being poor.
Imagine how he had like the lifestyle of like one of those zombies outside.
No, honestly.
Around.
His dick stunk.
The amount of spices in Indian food do sometimes.
Oh, yeah, his asshole must have been blown your, they out make, every fucking day.
They make your BO smell pretty bad. There was a kid that I went to school with in like 7th grade. This kid's name was Jigger. By the way, so every time they did roll call, I would look at the teacher and I go, "You better watch yourself with this one," you know. Anyway,
what's that?
But he smelled. He smelled a lot to the point where one day, like 10 kids went up to him and they like told him like you have to shower or something. Like they like gave him deodorant. It was really
it was really
embarrassing and insulting. And
I think if you just eat certain types of food, your throat, your stomach smells. I don't know.
I mean, that like, if I drink 3 days in a row or something, I'll notice that, and then I go to the gym, like, my sweat will smell
so
like
I remember pointing that out to you, because you were on a soju, like, trip for, like, a year when you were in Koreatown.
Yeah,
and I remember
going
over to Joey's house, and Joey just reeked of baby shit, because he would do, like, hot yoga or some shit after drinking, like, 15 bottles of soju. And it was, it was
awesome.
Mean,
it's not, it's a weird chemically smell. If you drink like several days in a row, what happens is, well, your sweat starts to smell like piss. And then your piss starts to smell like shit.
What does your shit smell like?
Your shit just smells like a corpse. It's everything. It's like your body is being like, hey, no, we're about to die.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You keep poisoning yourself.
Exactly.
I love coffee shits.
Ugh.
Oh, I love when my shit smells like a fucking espresso.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes me feel
also,
like...
Also, by the way, I don't drink...
Makes me feel like I did a bunch.
My shit smells like vomit.
Huh? Devin oh, yeah, John. John's shit smells like a drunk girl threw up in like air, like an ASU.
I mean, John just has a stink to him.
John has a stench.
I smell fucking fantastic. I wear scented oils and deodorant. I smell fucking lovely. And
that's your problem, wearing
you know,
all those scented
dad,
oils.
My dad, he used to... Do your guys' dads just drag a shit throughout the house? Like, they take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be in the living room, and it would like...
It would go through the whole place, yeah.
Your what dad did that?
My dad did. My
Daryl
dad.
Did that?
My dad shit all over those.
What are you guys talking about?
When your dad,
your
it's
dad
a common
a
thing. When your dad shits all over the house.
No, not shit in the house.
What's wrong with you?
Your dad would take an extra nasty shit and then
yes,
like get up.
He
and
opens
just
the door and it just goes through the whole place.
I feel like he wasn't really wiping or something. Or like,
no,
there was a couple.
I've never
times.
Heard of that.
Your dad never dragged a shit throughout the house.
No, dude.
No.
My dad.
I've
would,
never heard of that.
My dad would grab his turd out of the toilet bowl and drag it throughout the house.
Daryl spider walking on the roof of the house with a turd in his mouth like a fucking dog carrying a bone.
Oh.
Oh, golly.
I used to not wipe my ass.
Oh, God.
I think up until I was like 8 or 9 years old is what I mean.
Why?
I just didn't even really understand the concept. I would just shit and put my pants back on.
Devin, I did
the
same fucking thing.
I literally never wipe
you
my ass.
You guys are disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Wow, why?
I mean, I was 8.
Devin was caked
but
up.
Yeah, but what's the age that you learned to wipe?
I didn't learn. I figured I had to.
Now, what is the usual age?
Oh, I don't know.
Like 2?
Probably 4.
3.
2 or 3. So that's disgusting.
And I just always wondered why my asshole itched so much. And yeah. all my boxers were full of shit. Like,
it just took you way long to do the math.
My underwear was just full of shit.
That's a sign of Oz.
I was like, honestly, it took me a while. Like, growing up, I was a little stupid. I couldn't even understand the concept of like, oh, I didn't even know
you couldn't connect the dots.
I didn't even understand that what I was shitting was food I ate.
I didn't know
earlier
how to tie
that
my
day.
Shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, I don't know. You just shit stuff.
Yeah, like I'm not going to worry about
but
thinking
I
about it.
But I didn't even. It took me till about probably 9 to be like, oh, that's because I ate that thing and then that something's happening and then I shit it out. But I just thought every day you just shit and it's just weird.
I mean, that's late to realize.
Yeah,
that.
Remember when you first started coming? When I first came, nothing came out. So I was like freaking out for like 2-3 years. I thought I came air. I was like freaking out. I remember all my Korean friend told me that he was coming up a storm and it was all milky. And I was like,
Arnold was shooting loads.
Arnold said he had big loads.
Arnold had big
and
fat
I was,
loads.
And I would be like, yeah, totally. And then I would go I would go home and I'd look at myself in the mirror and I would hear like, hello, darkness, my old friend. I was freaking out because I couldn't come.
You were convinced that you're going to be coming air for the rest
of
your life.
I thought I was going to come air forever, and then I remember finally, it was like a little, I got like a little clear. A little clear, but
did
no, I was still freaked out, because it wasn't like porn. And then
you
finally,
ropes.
When I got that milky
you
rope.
You wanted big, heavy ropes.
I wanted big,
porn,
milky ropes.
Did you guys get a little
it was
blood?
Porn.
Did you get a little blood?
Blood? What?
You started coming?
No, you
guys,
freak.
What's going on right now?
Blood.
I would jerk off
I mean,
to my
I
brothers.
I mean, I got blood in my shit, but not in my cum, for Christ's sakes.
I was jerking off to my brother's Hot Rod magazine.
This is insane.
The guy that confidently exclaims that. He goes, no, you idiot. I have shit in my blood, not my cum.
Shit runs through my veins. I am the living man, and shit runs through my veins.
Shit in my blood. God, I fucked that up.
It's normal. When your penis starts opening up, when you first start coming, it's like normal to have like a little bit of blood.
Oh my
I looked
God,
it up
John.
On Jack and World. Do you remember Jack and World?
No.
Jack and World was God like a website for like dudes learning to masturbate.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I'd go on to jackandworld.com.
Yeah.
And I'd like.
Jack and World?
Yeah. Jackandworld.com that John would go
to. I was about to sign up.
He was a
tomorrow.
Subscriber.
That's the coolest website
and
ever.
Yeah, like one of the things they were. It told you, like, you could, like, fuck a watermelon. Or, like, you can, like, use a banana peel to jerk off with.
Oh,
a
they give
banana
you
peel.
Devices.
I did that.
The microwave banana peel rocked.
There were times in my childhood.
You did the
where,
banana?
Yeah.
There were times in my childhood where my mom and dad were gone for the night. And I would come home and I literally looked like I was like making a bomb. Like there were like scissors and I had glue.
Oh, you made a fufu.
I fucked my couch a bunch. And I like literally
that's called a fifi.
I would thrust into it. I would put porn on in front of the couch. And I had like a big bag full of Vaseline and I would tighten it with like rubber bands.
Yeah, you fuck your couch.
And I would literally fuck.
That couch I like, slept on? You
the
fucked?
Leather couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you I would fuck that all the time.
I fucked
You never
couches.
Did anything like that? I fucked bananas.
One, the most pathetic
I didn't
thing.
Make devices.
I stuck my dick in anything.
The most pathetic thing
I jacked off like crazy.
Do.
I never made a great device like that.
I remember sitting on the bus like thinking about what I would do when I got home.
What you'd make?
Like what I'd make. What type of device that I would
The most use. Pathetic thing I tried to do is, and it just didn't work, but for some reason in my head I thought it would, is I tried to fuck a stack of CDs.
What?
Like the hole in the middle?
Like you
my
thought it would feel good?
Fit. No, my dick just didn't fit. It's like a tiny hole.
That's a humble brag. He's like, reason, I tried to, but my dick's way too,
no,
big.
Too big.
Nobody's dick will fit in a stack of CDs.
No, I'm kidding.
I have a small cock, you know?
But like, no, John is, he's very open about his small penis.
I don't have a fucking, I have a normal, what do you fucker?
I'm fucking with you. No, but it is really tiny.
It's super small.
No, they, yeah, I tried to fuck a stack of CDs. I tried to, I made a Fifi. I mean, did you guys ever do the cornstarch thing where you made your own fleshlight out of cornstarch?
No, I didn't get that. I didn't get into baking.
You'd make cornstarch and water, and then you'd like stick a wooden spoon in it, Jesus. And then like you'd fucking microwave that shit for like 3 minutes, and it would make a fleshlight.
No, it would not.
We could do it right now. Go get some go Postmate some cornstarch. We'll make a fleshlight.
We can make a fleshlight.
Wait a minute. It doesn't just fall apart?
A lot of them, you have to get the mixture perfect and or else it would fall apart. Half the time.
Did you?
Okay, they always fell apart on me, but there's one time when I got a solid, one and like I fucked it until it crumbled and that came.
How long did you have that one?
Like 30 seconds until I came.
Oh, I know. I thought you meant you had a perfect one and you fucked it for like months.
It lasted one session.
Oh, so the perfect one lasts session.
None of them made it. None of them made it out. but it was
fucking that. Bananas was pretty good.
Fucking banana
bananas are like nature's. They're nature's fleshlights.
None of them made it.
Fucking a banana peel rocks.
Bananas are nature's fleshlights. They were pretty good.
I was kind of like God creating man, but it was me creating a fleshlight in a microwave.
Oh, I would microwave coconut oil. And then I'd throw it all over. Coconut oil.
You just get all greasy.
Great. It's smell. It makes coconut oil makes your Johnson smell amazing.
You know what I'm realizing?
And it's great lube.
I would have fucked all these ingredients, but my parents just didn't buy healthy enough groceries.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have bananas. They didn't have coconut oil.
Joey's trying to fuck a zebra cake and
fucking a fruit roll up.
Joey's trying to fuck pizza rolls.
Dude, we had a million. This is insane. You guys just nailed the two biggest items.
Pizza rolls, right?
And zebra cakes. Both.
I knew it, man. You were the kid's house I'd love to go over to when I was
I told you this.
Fridge in your garage full of
I
Gatorade?
Fucking told you guys this.
I don't remember.
No, you were the family that had the great snacks.
We
you guys
were.
Had the Cheez-Its,
yes,
the goldfish.
I was a fucking monster.
I had the fucking family with the fucking what are
granola
those?
Bars.
What are the fruit leather things from
fruit leather,
Trader
yeah.
Joe's? Oh, there's
oh
a,
my God.
We're having a party.
Disgusting.
And we're having a bunch of people over, so the kids all get Hansen soda.
Hansen.
Fucking hate Hansen's.
Oh, man.
Fuck you.
I hate Hansen's.
Did you ever
fuck
have,
you.
Did you ever have the peanut butter and jelly that came in the same jar?
No.
No, I never got that.
No,
that was a delight. I looked at those kids. I looked at those kids very jealous. The Smuckers.
The naughtiest my mom would get
chewy
dips. It was like the fudge covered chewy bars.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the naughtiest
thing I got. Well, no, the best thing is the Uncrunchables. Yeah. What are they called?
Uncrustables.
Uncrustables.
Nah, oh, those are unbelievable.
We used to have those.
Unbelievable.
Just
I got into those during the pandemic.
I never had
one as a kid. Thanks, Dad.
My mom would stock those like she worked for
Smuckers.
No, yeah. Like she worked
those
at a grocery
so
store
good.
Or something. Like she would treat it like a job. Like, oh. Inventory's low. That, like she had a spreadsheet or
this
something.
This Uncrustables is just this pocket, this doughy pocket of chemicals.
It's like
so fucking good.
It's delicious.
You know,
if any of my friends had Gushers or fruit roll-ups, it's over, dude. I'd leave that house. There'd be none left.
Every lunch,
I'd wrap those fuckers around my finger and just suck the thing off.
Every single
crazy.
Lunch, I traded my lunch for
it was
for
like
the
being,
for
it was
the
like
pizza
being in
the pizza
county. It was insane.
Pizza Lunchables were like my favorite thing when I was a kid. I would trade my lunch anytime I saw somebody.
Oh, I used to eat those.
I traded my food for Lunchables.
When I had coronavirus,
I had them.
When
I
had coronavirus, the first thing that I tasted was a Pizza Lunchable. I was going. So when am I tasting?
Are you sure you have your taste back?
You lost.
I lost it completely. And then I was like, I need to taste things that I like know. I have like a deep-rooted like
sense memory. Yeah.
So I had Nutella and Pizza Lunchables. And the Pizza Lunchables, I was like, I almost cried eating a Pizza Lunchable like a fucking loser in my kitchen.
Thought you were never going to get it back.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be able to taste my mom's cooking or sushi again. And my roommate came down and was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I could taste the Pizza Lunchables.
Dude, you were actually tearing up.
Yeah, I was tearing up.
Dude, when I was a kid, if somebody had Pizza Lunchables, they were like the high-class kid to me. Like, they were like, life was good for them.
That was me.
Man,
brother.
You were like, fucking.
I was living the high life.
You were in the upper class.
Yeah. That's how you measure the upper class, truly. It's like people use these tax brackets or whatever.
You go off of the kid with the Lunchables.
My mom would make like egg salad sandwiches.
I hate them.
I love egg salads. My dad would do this thing where he would fucking, if my dad dropped me off at school, he would never make a lunch for me. So my dad would take me to a gas station, and he'd look at me and go, it's time to get a shitty gas station lunch. My dad would go to the gas station and get like an egg salad sandwich.
You must have loved him.
That's great. I would. That kicks ass.
He got like an egg salad sandwich that's been in a cooler for like 5 days, and he'd like get like chips and like.
Dude, when I was a kid, that's all I ever wanted was prepackaged food. My mom, they would always make shit that I didn't want. I would just give it away and healthy bullshit. Like,
who'd you give it away to?
Some retard that like likes homemade food.
You would trick somebody.
I would trick somebody. Be like, dude, my mom makes this. It's so good. Can I have your pizza Lunchable? Like,
some idiot.
Some dope. Some fucking idiot.
My mom would put like Chips Ahoy sometimes.
To this day, like, I mean, I make food at home now, but like when I was growing up, if my mom were to make me lunch and then put it in like a combo box or like a baggie that looks like a fast food bag, I would just like it more. Like, it would trick me into liking it. Something about food that came in like styrofoam combo boxes like turned me on when I was coming up.
I love,
as a youngin.
That's weird. Why don't
I love combos.
Oh, like bento box kind of.
No, I mean like I love to go combos. Like, you go to a Mexican place, three tacos, rice and beans in a styrofoam box.
What you get from Chinatown?
Yeah, it's like what a bento box.
Yeah, whatever. Or to go, like.
But is that what a bento box?
Is that what got you?
Styrofoam bento box.
It's not a bento box.
No, like I'm saying anything.
Why? What do you mean?
Anything to go.
You get a takeout box. Takeout. Like a Chinese takeout, restaurant box.
Like anything that looks like takeout, I was excited by as a kid. But if your mom put something in a little Ziploc bag,
I thought you were specifically talking about like a combo meal.
I just love
anything in styrofoam.
I love any.
It reminds you of takeout.
I just can't believe your mom gave you fucking styrofoam boxes to take lunch to. That's
because I never told her.
I
remember I loved soda. I never got soda. My mom and dad like never gave me soda. So like if I went to like a friend's house, like I would literally drink like 12 Cokes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would go insane. My buddy Matt. And then everyone wondered why I was 500 pounds.
Every picture of me as a child, I have like Skittles or ice cream in my hand. And one time I was looking at the fucking through the family photo album, and I was getting angrier and angrier at my mom. And she's like sitting next to me, and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, you couldn't have told me to put the fucking Skittles down?
Like, why didn't Jesus they? Because they were eating it too?
No, because they just, it was probably an easy way to get me to shut the fuck up. You know, just give them some ice cream.
Yeah, but that also doesn't make you shut
I was
the
a
fuck
handsome
up.
Young
was
a man. I was a crazy.
That turns some people into Marshawn Lynch, and it turns others into people who want to be milked. And they're
a savage milky.
Yes.
A milky.
A milky. Let's talk about your obsession with milking, John. What is milking? Explain to the folks at home. Milking is when you stick your cock through a hole.
No, I mean, that's part of it.
In like a table and
Devin,
somebody.
That's very basic. There's a lot.
Is that
basic?
Yeah.
So as I kind of went the opposite way when it came to pornography. So like as most, we were talking about this the other day, as most people go towards like hardcore fisting, I kind of went opposite.
As most people.
Most people.
So
most
hardcore
people, everyone is a degenerate.
Who is most people going to hardcore?
What it boils down to.
We all know the majority of the population loves hardcore fisting.
Yes. So what it boils
brain
down
science.
To.
They do it.
Is I enjoy the intimacy of like foreplay. I like foreplay more than penetrative sex, to be honest. I think it's more intimate. And
like edging.
I like hand jobs.
Edging.
I like eating puss and
right.
eating butt. And
you like eating? Have you eaten ass
I've
before?
I've eaten ass before.
Really?
You've never
I've
done
my
that?
Ass eaten. It's great.
Well, that'd be great, but I would want to be.
I was for a while. I was like, no one will ever eat my ass. I'm never gonna make someone do
Who
that.
Who ate your ass?
You can't say that.
Well, do you know him?
So,
well, no, but somebody listening could hear it and put the piece
right.
in.
I don't. But
well, then how? Who you ate somebody's ass?
Yes.
Why? When?
It's nice if it's clean.
Really?
Honestly, you sound like a prude
you
right
just can't,
now.
You can't. Like, you can't go from like ass to pussy.
It's full
and
of
it might
shit.
Get like an infection.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
But like, I like foreplay. I like cuddling. I'm a big emotional.
I like all
lovely,
that.
Lovely guy.
Nice.
You know. Yeah. And I like being milked. I like having my dick milked until I can't come anymore. Until it's just like puffs
until
of
you've
smoke
come
coming
so
out.
Much and it's
yeah until it's just.
Yeah, until it sounds like your dick has asthma. You want your dick to sound like it has COVID. It needs a ventilator,
But I just like the... Because if you look up, like, cock milking on YouTube,
cock milking.
I just like the nomenclature of pornography. It's just so funny to me. Like pogs or like big natties or cock milking. It just sounds so ridiculous.
You say YouTube?
Pogs are great.
You porn.
Yeah. Pogs are great. Yeah.
There's nothing great.
Porn. No, who goes on that?
Who doesn't love having a nice cup of Joe and looking at the local pogs?
But there is a thing called milking where it's like a guy lays face down on what's called a milking table, and like underneath the table is a hidden woman.
Yeah.
And there's a hole in the table where he sticks his
You think it's a woman. It's actually just a male farmer.
The tug me guy.
It's just a farmer.
It's like, here's how I get my gravy.
Here's how I get my milk.
No, so... And then she like jerks and blows him until she milks the dick. I also like the
what is that though? It's kind of like a glory hole, but you're relaxed.
Yeah, but I like the idea of being debased a little bit.
Like it's not a hand job. I'm being like milked for my nutrients. You know what I mean? That's like. Like you imagine somebody bottling it and selling it at a health food store.
You're being harvested.
I like to be used.
You're harvested like a cow.
I'm kind of a sub. You like imagining your cum in like the raw milk section of
the
grocery store.
I like what's called soft domination.
Right.
That's what I like. But it has to be a very specific woman.
What does that mean? Soft dumb.
What is soft
dumb? It's not like me getting like my fucking feet caned while it's like a
he's like getting his nipples
subtle.
Yeah.
Do you mind? Will you talk about when you were on that website or do you want?
The daddy dom.
When you were a daddy dom. Would you mind talking about being
like
John? Was
you guys talk about this?
No, he was afraid to talk about it years ago.
I don't really.
We deleted it, but like John's a daddy dom.
How did I hear it? I thought I heard it.
Because we talked in person about him being a daddy dog.
No, I've heard it a million times in person. I thought I heard it on the podcast.
No, I don't think you ever
talked
about it.
I thought I fucking did.
So I've like done like daddy doming.
You were on a website called what?
FetLife. Yeah.
FetLife. I remember I went on it for a little bit for a second just to look at it.
You know, some women have like incest fantasies. A lot of men have incest fantasies, and like some women like to be called like a baby girl and treated like a baby girl in bed.
And so sometimes people would like literally.
Some of them like
you would connect with you. They would connect with you, and then they would tell you.
Big daddy.
They would like tell you to like
big daddy.
They would tell you. So they would tell you to like break into their apartment.
No. There was one girl I talked to in Georgia on Tinder who I never did it, but she literally wanted to get drunk. Have me come into her apartment with a ski mask on and like it's called consensual non-consent. It's like consensual, like it's very great. I'd have to be very, I'd have to know you.
That's what it's
like,
called.
Let's sign a contract.
I was like, no.
It's called a setup.
But yeah, honestly, it all just boils down to like talking dirty. You just got
so you would go to like a girl's house sometimes, and then they would just be like,
they'd come to
hey,
me.
Daddy,
they'd come to me.
They'd come to you because they have to come home to dad.
They have to come home to daddy, and then daddy's waiting.
And then what would daddy say? Like they would come into the door, and then you would just be like, get in here.
I mean,
you
depends on what they're homework. So they could be like what's called like a brat, where it's like they're sassy.
And then you'd be like, hey, I told you no video games past 9.
They're like, I'm not giving you this pussy, daddy.
Really?
Yeah, but like, you know, it's all...
How was the acting on this, by the way?
Were they good at acting?
It's nothing. It's not like we're role-playing this shit. It's just things you say while you're fucking.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot of foreplay.
So, like, how did it work, like, when they would come into your place?
You're being a good little girl. I'm fucking choking you with my arm.
So, here's the thing, though. Here's what I want to know. Would you have to start being a character the minute they walk through the door?
Yeah,
or would you be like,
thinking.
Hey, nice to meet you, and then... And
no,
then-
anytime I do anything that's, like, fucking, like, anything I do... I'm, like, a real person. And, like, there's something very important called aftercare. So, like, when you do something that could be, like, potentially, like, so
traumatic.
A lot of this is...
This is in FetLife's terms and conditions.
This,
it says there, you must engage in aftercare.
This is actually what Armie Hammer got in trouble for not doing.
Oh, the cannibalism
this
shit?
This is what he got in
so
trouble
he was
for not
on,
doing.
Was he on FetLife? Did he meet those chicks on FetLife?
He's on Epstein's Island fucking
If he would have read the FAQ on jackandworld.com...
I mean, for Christ's sakes, Armie Hammer, the FAQ on jackandworld.
So, when you do something that's, like, intense, like, slightly intense in bed, it's very important that you like after you're done with the sex, you like, you know, like cuddle with somebody or make them know it's okay. But like also there's a part, like it's not just for the, like in my case, the woman, Like, I need that too, because I'm not like some fucking
you're a
like,
sensitive boy.
Daddy that like fucks his daughter.
In your heart,
like,
you know you're a sensitive boy.
I'm a nice,
you're
gentle
nice,
guy.
You're a sweet
boy.
You're a nice person.
I'm a good person. And like, so you would like basically, you know, because sometimes you're like choking a woman until she's almost passing out.
Jesus Christ.
That would happen in the daddy dom?
Some women like to be choked. Some like, women like to be choked aggressively.
They'd be like, daddy always chokes
I've had
me.
That request. And what I do is a very half-hearted. I've never gone to.
I don't do it. Anytime
never,
anyone's ever
no,
requested it,
no, I've done
it,
very soft. I've never fucking, gone to almost I, pass.
Well, here's the thing. You can't choke them too hard because then that distracts them from coming. So it's like a fucking game you have to play. You have to do it in the beginning, like early on, and then kind of as they're getting closer, you do it lighter and lighter.
I don't trust women enough to give them anything they desire.
Devin just reveals a deep pathology.
Truly,
the,
I don't.
In
I
the
don't.
Middle of a
sure,
daddy dumb
sure, yeah,
demo.
Yeah. Let me put my hand around your neck and make a
so,
mark.
So no, but like let me just. I'm
still obsessed about this. Where okay, the chick comes over, the role play starts, or you guys just.
That's what I keep wanting to know. Like, when they walk into your door, do you just? Go into character
anytime I've been a daddy dom, it's just shit I say during sex. It's not like a fucking
role. Oh, so she comes over, you guys are watching like
Netflix. We're hanging out and then we like fuck and I'm just like you're a good little girl while I'm fucking.
Oh, it's just while you're fucking.
Yeah, it's like I'm not making her put on a dress.
I thought
like
there's some
women who want you.
I thought it was like a Civil War
reenactment. I thought it was like they were in character.
You thought I was putting on Kirkland jeans and like fucking making
I thought you had like a Kiss the Cook apron on and you're like dad's making burgers tonight.
There's some women who like they want you if it's like a full-time like if you are if so like some people become like partnered up in like the bondage world. So like so if
that's
like,
what I
some women
know
like that to never end. So like some women will like want you to cut their food for them and shit.
That
did you ever do that for somebody?
Huh?
You ever cut somebody's food for them?
Fuck no.
That to me is like I would love to hear somebody explain that. But if it's just like a role play thing, that's normal.
It's just a role play. Yeah. But like you have to be like
cutting the food. It's like
that's where it starts. To get,
you're a degree away from having like the retard fantasy. From what where I, you're from like what blend I, my food, give me straw. Give me straw full of food.
Or the best is the adult babies.
Part of the whole
thing.
You know
about adult babies?
Well, I change their drool cup every once in a while.
My bedpan is full.
Wait, is that a real fantasy?
I guarantee you.
I have a voice to text fantasy.
So I learned that women are much more auditory.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh God,
much more like auditory than we are.
That is. There's somebody out there that like wants to get fucked by like Hector Salamanca, and they ring a bell when they're coming. They're like, ding 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 ding.
John, what were you saying?
Yeah, women are just much more like auditory, and than we are like much more visual. So like it comes down to stuff. They like that's why they like really reading erotica. They're much more in their heads.
They nag. We observe. We think.
Yeah. That's daddy doming in a fucking. But I can't. It has to be like with a woman that's like of my age or maybe like it has to be a woman in my age range. I can't like.
So you're not a pedophile. That's what you're trying to.
Yeah, and if
this has been this long filibuster about
it's a big preamble. Not a pedophile.
He's not a pedophile, folks.
If I'm like in a more submissive role, has to be a woman that's like older than I.
Well, you famously told us that you love dusty puss.
Yes.
Right now I'm in a dusty puss phase of my life. Yeah. Yes.
He likes to fucking brush off.
Well,
the
I've
dust.
Done so much daddy doming. I want to be the little boy.
Why do you think
sometimes?
You
like? Sure. No, who doesn't want to be the little boy?
The little boy.
Why do you think you like? You're into dusty puss. Like, why do you think that is?
I get it. Dusty puss
think,
is kind of cool.
I think
hot dusty puss, not just any dusty puss.
I don't want
a broken ottoman.
No, you want
full
some
of dust.
Filthy dusty puss who's like a sexy.
But why?
Yeah.
Perverted.
My first sexual. Encounters were with a woman that was much older than I.
That's a whole other episode.
I was sexually abused by a woman in her 30s.
John was literally sexually abused by a 30-year-old. He was like 12 years old
it's
or
fine.
Something.
Yeah,
right?
I forgot all it was over the internet. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah,
Richie's,
he's gotten therapy for it.
His abuse.
He's gotten therapy for it. Yeah, Richie. Richie did admit to getting molested. I forgot Richie's about that.
That was on a podcast, so I guess we can talk about it.
That'll be on the Patreon soon. He probably forgot he even said it, but yeah, Richie was molested. Yeah,
basically,
folks.
We're slowly going to start revealing that all of us have been molested on this podcast.
Not me. I don't know. I've stood up for myself.
Kevin fought back.
I fought back, unlike some people. No, had one of those molestations where it's like hot, kind of.
What was yours?
Jesus fucking Christ.
You
I'm fucking around. Wait, I know. I'm sure it's a
thing. I don't even
know. It's a horrible thing to be 12 and have some woman wanting to fuck you.
But I was basically like sexually...
groomed.
Groomed. I had what do they call it? Sexualized at a young age by over the internet by a woman in her 30s for like a year.
Yeah, it was Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend.
I don't
want to
minimize the crime because that is
I've done
child
therapy
porn.
For it. I'll talk about it. I don't give a
fuck. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think
cool.
It's good.
So what was it? Like, you became friends with somebody online?
I was on AIM. I fucking, like, chatted. I was ooh, horny as fuck.
Yeah.
And I was too, you know, I had a laptop. AIM. My parents gave me a laptop.
Oh, so can you, so, oh, man, every
and
time
I
that,
a, I found
that
a woman
door
that
would open on
30s,
AIM and the door would, oh, God.
I would fucking, oh, and then I just, we started chatting on webcam, and then it just, I basically just busted.
Webcam? Was she, yeah. What did she look like?
I honestly don't remember. I remember she had curly hair.
Blacked out her feature. You blacked out her face?
I completely disassociated the whole thing.
God damn.
I didn't realize it was an actual thing that, like, happened to me until, like, 3 years ago.
How often did you, like, talk?
Like, once every few days for, like, a year.
And you fucking don't remember it all.
I don't remember jack
that is
shit about
weird.
It.
I didn't.
Like when I
that's not that weird. The dissociation.
I know that
is,
they talk about
when
the,
I picture
you know, black
it, I just
that
picture,
kind of.
I, all I remember is her hair, and there's like a image of her standing sideways in front of like her desk. That's it,
dude.
And she got angry at me for some reason, and then stopped talking to me. I was like fucking 12.
She got pissed off at
she
a
got
kid.
Pissed at me. She got angry at me.
She's like, "What? You don't remember what it was?
I don't remember what it was."
You probably weren't.
I wasn't. I didn't have a big enough dick.
How long did this go on?
A year. Like a year.
And you would just jack off to her for a year?
Yeah, I just jerked off her.
What would was your screen name?
My screen name was, God, I think it was like Son of Kong.
Did she ever say anything Kong? To you like, let's meet?
No, I didn't. We never traded.
So
like,
she knew she would go to prison.
I didn't know how to like talk to her. I was like a fucking child.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't have pleasantries. I just turned the webcam on and be like, is it time?
Yeah. You're just a horny kid.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It was crazy. I didn't
you were a victim, actually.
Yeah. I was totally.
Yeah. You had a total predator.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you ever think about like
finding her?
Getting her arrested?
No.
I do.
I mean, I would like confront, even if I saw her on the street, I'd be like, why'd you do that? And then like be like, yeah, it's like kind of.
She's like a pedophile, right?
Yeah, you're a pedophile.
Would she finger herself in front of you and do shit like that?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. She'd get naked.
Did she have, do you remember her jugs?
Were they milky? She had like bees.
Big milky jugs?
Yeah. Bees. Not
bees.
Big milky, no, they not bees and good. Big milky jugs. She had like bee cup jugs.
Bee cups.
But like.
That's not huge.
Was she in shape?
She's fine.
I mean, she was. You know, she obviously wasn't doing well enough to fuck adults.
Yeah, she had to fuck like a...
Well, I mean, if
she obviously wasn't good-looking enough to go after people in her age range.
Well, maybe she was a pedophile with like, and she was really hot, and she just like targeted John, like she needed a young...
Yeah, and I mean, like, this continued for like fucking... I would like go on OkCupid as like a 14-year-old and just like fucking have sexual conversations with, like women in their 40s.
When did you first admit to yourself that this happened?
Like, a few years ago. After
really? Only a
when
few
Stacey
years ago?
Went, oh, God.
Oh,
we got to delete that.
Oh,
when
Well, don't even say the story then.
Just don't. Yeah. It's
yeah,
just
no,
some
when,
name.
It was an ex-girlfriend of mine when she
get her bad
left
breakup.
L.A. Yeah. No, when she left L.A., I was like, why am I so fucked up? And then
so
I'm not
like,
that.
When
I'm
I
not
lived-
like a fucked up person. I just have like weird, like when I have a lot of anxiety, I get really horny.
So when I lived with you. You would was that a thing that you literally thought maybe was like a fake, like you were just imagining
just
this period of time.
It.
You just never thought.
I just
about
never
it.
Thought. I never comprehended how that would have affected me as a man.
Right.
Because like all through, you're just thinking like nice, and then like I realize like I have like when I get intense anxiety, I can't stop jacking off. Like
same by the way.
Exactly. And then like when I'm attracted to like older mean women.
Right.
Like, really attracted to, like, and also, like, you know, it's just, you know, I'm into that shit. So
interesting.
This podcast took a real dark turn.
No, it's not very dark. It's dope.
No, it's
dope, dude. I think it's.
I don't care how much it's crippled your life. I would have killed for that.
Yeah, this is dope, dude.
Sick.
It's fucking sick.
I'm gonna get 8 Instagram DMs from people going like, "Hey, by the way, dude, that John, his story, like, dude, I
got molested online too. Like I've told this story to women, and like I've had women like be very insulting about it." Like pussy hat wearing liberal women, like an ex-partner of mine, like was like, "You wanted your own sexual abuse." And I was like, "That's really fucked up to say to me." I've had, and I understand it's not like anything close to like being date raped in person or like actually physically raped. But like, I have had like people gatekeep sexual abuse from me, especially from women.
Well, it's very weird for people who are like progressive to then go like, "Oh no, you know that you were asking for."
Yeah, but I have had like on the other hand, I've had women like an ex-partner of mine recently tell me like, "Yeah, when you first told me about that, in my head I was going, yeah, this is nothing compared to anything I've been through." But in the meantime, she's met multiple men who've been through the same exact experience and like who have, and she's like, you know. Like she told me she's at the age now of the woman that abused me. And she was like, "If someone knew that about me, I would be looked at as an absolute predator." So
she got it.
Yeah. And she was like, "Yeah."
Well, here's the big question though. What were you wearing?
Nothing. I was a little naked boy.
How big were your jugs?
My jugs. I was a chubby look. I looked like Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill.
Yeah. I was just jerking it. Online for.
I mean, people. I would fucking. If I was a 30-year-old,
I'm very comfortable with body. Damn it,
we're getting molested.
Damn it,
Bobby! God damn it!
You're good. Damn it, Bobby! You're getting groomed online.
Goddamn on the internet, talking to them, you know, older women, getting jerking them off. Yeah,
Bobby! Get off jacking world.
Bobby, God damn it. Jacking world.
No, it's something I've just been like, I think I'm over it, you know. It's chill. I just, you know, everything we're into is a result of something we've been through as a younger kid. And you just got
to
like.
Now, you don't think you would ever do that to a 12-year-old girl.
Jesus fucking Christ, no.
Devin, you've just accused her. Our sweet friend of.
Well, it's like
no,
tag.
No,
when you're saying
no.
That,
I saw Mystic River.
They passed abuse down from.
It passed it down. Yeah.
No. I would.
I'm fuck. It was a stupid joke.
No.
It's a stupid joke.
Well, you know, anyone who knows John in real life. He's
a
compassionate.
Gentle.
He's the greatest guy ever.
No, I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it to the people who just heard you accuse him of being a dirty pedophile. Yeah, John is actually one of the most compassionate, conscientious guys out there.
Bug in my tequila. God damn.
Let me see that.
It's protein.
John, you lived in Africa and China.
Don't
start being a diva about a bug. There he goes.
Yeah. Is this an interview of me now?
I mean, I love it. I'll keep doing that forever. Living Man. What happened to him when he was a kid?
Oh, he probably got fucked by another mountain man.
He was raped by an eagle or something.
So what happened was Daniel Boone. It started with Daniel Boone, who was a pedophile.
Well, my favorite thing, my favorite theory about auditors, and Devin had this, because my friend Johnny showed me. Not this Johnny, a different friend Johnny.
Yeah.
The boat Yacht Johnny. We'll call him Yacht Johnny.
Yacht Johnny.
He showed me, he goes, and I'd seen audits, but Johnny was the guy that was really like, "No, you got to get in and watch like a bunch of audits." And I started watching them. They're awesome. And then.
I didn't know Johnny was the source of the audits.
He was.
Oh, yeah. Johnny
fucking rocks, dude.
Johnny,
he was. Where was I just going with that? What was I saying right before that?
Oh, sorry.
I literally forgot.
Audits, a mountain man, source of pedophile.
My theory of how.
About like why these auditors are so into auditing. Because, you know, they claim it's for their, you know, they're protecting freedom. They're protecting the rights of Americans. But Devin goes like, "I think this guy got raped by a postmaster."
Uh,
Oh, does God. Make you think, you know. Some security guard raped a Magan set.
Yeah, exactly. So
this is his revenge.
That would be a funny reveal in, like, a movie where it's about, like, a guy, and you find it's a flashback, and there's, like, a postmaster pitting him
down.
Does that
do they ever do audits of elementary schools?
They're not public.
How would they do that?
They're not public.
They're filming at elementary school from sidewalks. They're pussies.
Well, that would just be pedophilia.
Yeah, no, they're
would
pussies.
Just be charged.
They're pussies.
Oh, from a sidewalk. Yeah. From a
No,
because they don't want to demonize themselves.
Yeah, that would be
fucked up. If they're really out there and they really want to protect the First Amendment,
that
they
actually would
the right
be a slam dunk.
From the sidewalk.
That's actually a good point. That would be a slam dunk.
That would be.
Cops are getting called no matter what.
And the cops can't do
shit. Exciting audit, and they can't do shit.
They can't do shit.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be
good. That's the best way to
like
sue a
like the
police.
Guy that's almost a pedophile, but technically he has the law on his side.
He's baiting the cops.
That's a good way to sue the police department.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of these auditors, by the way, are only in it to sue. Because they know it's a slam dunk.
Long Island
case.
Audit is constantly suing.
Well, he
just walks into the buildings and then he just gets in these big things with them and then he goes, "All right, you really want to do that? Fine with me." And then he comes back like a day later and he goes, "I'm suing."
Yeah. No, Long Island.
Long
Audit.
Island Audit's got.
He, by the way, the
he's
only
got the most level head. Long Island Audit does the. I think
no,
the most
no,
level head.
Did they push him out?
Amagansett's great, but I think Long Island Audit's got the most level head.
I don't think so. I love Long. I think it goes number one is Amagansett. Number two is Long Island Audit,
and then number three is probably Slow. But Slow is a wild card.
Do they push him out?
No,
of the
by
building?
The way, it's like number one and number two are up here. Slow is way down here. John, what would you say? I'm sorry.
Do they push about? How does he sue him? Do they like push him out of the building?
Yeah. So the way these things go down, and we've talked about this, you know. By the way, I think half our fans are auditors at this point.
Oh, yeah. I get people hit me up all the time about audits now. Like we've gotten a generation of people into audits.
Yeah. So what they do is they go into a publicly, you know, accessible building and they create some sort of commotion, illegal commotion. They force the cops to come. Somebody will call the cops inevitably. Cops show up and they will basically say, you know, "Hey, sir, we got a report that there's like harassment going on," or they'll come up with a law that they can
disturbing the peace,
Exactly something. And the auditor usually will attempt to say, "Well, sir, I've been filming the entire thing. I haven't interacted with anyone who hasn't approached me first. Mm-hmm. This is completely protected by the First Amendment. So if you want to say that, you know, a constitutionally protected activity is a reasonable, articulable suspicion for a crime, and you want to arrest me for that, that's on you, but I will sue." That's what the guy who doesn't want to sue says. The other guys will just set it up and then let the cops take the bait and he arrest me, sort of. Kind of baiting to get arrested.
Oh, do they arrest him?
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time.
Fuck yeah.
So then there's a group of lawyers who specialize who have...
Constitutional lawyers.
Exactly.
Yeah, constitutional law.
So it's a slam dunk case for them, and they work with auditors because they're just getting rich off this shit.
Huh? Why don't we do this?
We should honestly.
Well, no, I'm talking. The lawyers are getting rich off this.
We should do an audit.
The auditors aren't. I don't think the auditors.
We should do an audit of Blue Bottle Coffee in Silver Lake, California.
I hate Blue Bottle Coffee. I'll fucking destroy any Blue Bottle. I'll audit Blue Bottle Coffee for the rest of my life.
Just film on the sidewalk and just film everyone going in
there. I hate those scumbags.
And wait for some fucking little some dude who looks like Disco Stew to come out and fucking push you around and then sue his ass.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what actually would be a really funny thing to do for the pod. I mean, maybe it's a Patreon thing.
Do an audit.
And it's we'll do like each of us does a no frills audit. We get a GoPro and it's like, "All right, I'll audit the downtown post office by me. You audit the Echo Park."
I'm just afraid for when the cops show up that I would cave.
That's what's fascinating.
I'll be there.
I'm nervous around cops. I just go like, "Oh my god, oh sure, I'm sorry."
Well, the key to a great audit is you have to be willing to get arrested, knowing that max, worst case scenario, it's a misdemeanor.
Joey has to do the audit
because he has not
ODD.
Willing to risk that.
Your ODD will kick in. You cannot let. You'll never be busted.
An audit contest, not willing to get a misdemeanor.
An audit contest. You don't want to miss it. What are you talking about?
You're not going to get shit. You're not doing anything illegal.
Worst case scenario,
If you want to go to court and do all this shit.
Joey, I'll do it with you.
Thank you.
We'll fucking.
I'll film. I'd happily film you guys. I want to be the watchman.
I don't want a coward.
I
don't want a coward in with me in the post office, Devin.
I want to set up three fucking tripods just outside of that vegan burger shop.
Yeah, Monty's.
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 And fuck Monty's.
Film that line of people and just let someone tell me I can't do that.
And by the way.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, if we're harassing hipster businesses and vegan places in my neighborhood,
that's what hipster audits. That's what we'll do.
Hipster audits.
The most entitled fucking people.
We all have to do an audit. And, like, we'll all help your audit. Yeah, I'll help your audit. You help mine. But we all have to be responsible for our own audit. And then, it's a contest. Who has the best audit?
Okay. Well,
I'm going to audit
Monty's Good Burger.
I'm doing post office. Classic.
I'm going to audit the Scientology Center.
Mm. It's not. It's a private. Dangerous.
The Scientology. Oh,
you're saying
center.
You're gonna stand outside on the sidewalk.
The
film
Celebrity
them.
Center. I'm gonna film.
That's
them.
That's fucking brilliant.
I will.
That's
I will
brilliant.
Destroy them.
That's a really that you. That's actually gonna be tough to beat.
Yeah, the Scientology Center.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let them tell me.
That's
the
gonna
song.
Be.
I'm gonna say you got babies on your roof in cages.
That's good.
Cocksuckers.
Well, good. Who's the missing lady? The wife.
Oh,
Miskovich's wife.
Shelly Miskovich.
She's missing.
Shelly. Yeah. She's
been missing for. His wife is missing?
Yeah.
She's been missing for like a decade.
She's in a UFO somewhere floating around space.
Van life. let's wrap it
What's
up on that a little bit. Because okay, think about place to audit.
Places to audit. Monty's Good Burger, Blue Bottle Coffee. The what's that fucking bar on Sunset? Oh, fuck it. Audit Intelligentsia.
Oh, yeah. They
fuck
should. They
yeah.
should. They
Let's
should
audit
be,
Intelligentsia.
Intelligentsia has
oh
been,
God,
been around for much too long.
So hard.
Yeah, they need to go.
You know what I'm
guy,
auditing?
Some guy with a fucking cowboy hat coming up to me. What are you filming me for?
Yeah. Yeah, hey, ask me why I'm filming
you.
You
look retarded.
Hey, listen. hey, you on your penny farthing bicycle. Ask me why I'm auditing you.
Yeah. You clown.
You what? Fucking.
Here, guys, I'm going to one-up everybody.
Circus freak.
What are you going to audit, bud?
You guys going to audit hipsters? Real dangerous. That's cool.
Yeah?
I'm going to go into the FBI headquarters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
that's public. Oh, yeah. They have a public. Their HQ. They're one of their biggest HQs is in L.A.
Is it really? Audit the FBI?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go in. Public building. They can't stop me. I'm going to keep pushing it, too. And I'm going to start bringing up Epstein stuff.
Perfect. You should.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
should make
perfect.
Fun of them for
you
not
guys,
being able to
you
find...
You guys are not going
to
be able to compete.
No, we won't. We won't win.
I'm going to audit
you
Brian
should, well,
Singer.
Well, don't give up.
You should make fun of the FBI while you're in there for not being able to find Brian Laundrie.
Like, that's
you
a good
bums.
Point.
Well, where, you can't find him?
I'll make fun of them for hunting him in the first place, an innocent man.
You should.
Man.
You should say, yeah, yeah. How dare you hunt an innocent man who's scared and afraid and he's just doesn't know what to do.
His girlfriend just passed away.
Yes, his girlfriend was just, they found out it was strangulation, a raccoon, obviously, and it happens.
And you're going
Let's
to...
Let's not act like we haven't seen, frogs in the wild with thumbs. They have opposable thumbs. Gabby was strangled to death by a raccoon or a frog.
Yeah, I mean thumbs. That's
He's
such a
simple
foggy...
As that.
I go, show me the thumbprint.
Show me the thumbprint.
Show me the hands. So what do you have, really?
She was...
What do you have? What evidence do
Brian,
you really have?
Brian is an innocent man. He's out there. He's afraid. And that's why he won't come back, quite frankly.
No kidding. I wouldn't come back if the goddamn FBI...
Why would you come back if everyone was after you?
The love of my life just got killed by a raccoon.
I'm sad. My girlfriend was just literally killed by a raccoon.
Coyotes just picked the love of my life
they
apart.
They choked her to death.
I was about to ask her to marry me. That's why I brought her out here.
So here's the scenario, right? Brian gets on his knees... He goes, will you marry me? Raccoon jumps out of nowhere.
He goes, get off her! Get off her! She's doing everything.
Strangling her.
Yeah! Trying to rip the raccoons off.
And he tries to... And so he's probably injured in the wild from the raccoon that he tried to fight.
Strangled that woman until her eyes were popping out of her fucking head on the side of a cliff in Arizona.
Did that really... Do you think that really happened?
He bashed her head in with a fucking rock.
That's crazy.
That's crazy because he was being domestically abused that entire trip.
We saw him get... And, on video. And you're actually now... He's being... You're victim blaming after you were just talking about how
that
bad
is crazy.
It is.
You know, you talk about... You talk about being a victim. What about Brian? Okay? The man is on camera getting scratched... and beaten scratched, while driving.
Punched. Scratched.
And then they ask Gabby, and what does she do? But you know, cry macho.
And confess.
Jesus fuck. I want to send Benicio del Toro from Sicario after fucking Brian went at laundry.
So you 100% think Brian killed her?
Fuck yeah.
You know what would happen to Benicio, by the way, if he tried something?
I don't know, folks. There's a lot of culprits.
Laundry would rip him apart, by the way.
Laundry would rip him apart?
Oh, yeah.
What about Benicio from The Hunted?
He's got that knife. He's got no chance against
Benicio. He's got the knife.
I love The Hunted. I'll do a whole
Hunted
thing.
We should watch The Hunted right now.
I love The Hunted.
The thing about Brian.
How many times I've seen The Hunted? 100 times.
Bill, great movie.
We should watch 2 Days in the Valley again.
I've seen that movie
like
a million
movie
times.
I've
put that on in the last 1 month at least twice. One with you.
I'm going to audit art galleries around this neighborhood.
Yes, they all
biggest,
suck.
One of the biggest
stand
galleries
about them, they
in the
suck
whole world.
They're all kind of shut down because of the virus.
They're all shut
down. Joey.
What is it?
One of the biggest galleries in the whole world is right across the street from your apartment.
Yeah, I'm going to audit
the
art
Japanese
galleries.
Place?
The Mocha.
No, Hauser and Wirth.
Yeah,
how's what?
Hauser and Wirth.
We have to make these people's lives living hell.
It's a huge, huge gallery.
We will.
It's
as
right
much as we possibly
and it's
can.
Open.
Well, hang on, Jayla. What do you? Where is this?
It's right across the street from here.
Okay,
where?
So
can
what
I
gonna
see
do?
It out my window?
Not your window, but
you, yeah, so it's not this across.
This
fake
this
news.
Way, this way.
No, it's like you could walk there in like 5 minutes. It's like across the street from your complex.
What's
so
in
what
it?
I'm gonna do?
What's in it?
It's a huge, huge gallery.
What is it? Paintings?
Painting,
whatever.
Sculpture, everything.
I'm not into painting.
So, it doesn't matter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make a t-shirt that has my face on it, and it's going to say, I am a schizophrenic and I own a gun on the t-shirt. I'm going to videotape people at the art gallery and just... I'm a schizophrenic
gun owner.
Is
that a legal shirt to have?
Schizophrenic
can
gun owner.
Can anyone really do anything?
Yeah,
1/8.
Schizophrenic
schizophrenic gun-owning murder machine on my shirt with a picture of me and then 4.5 stars. And then I'm going to audit. I'm going to audit Blue Bottle Coffee. Okay. I'm going to wear that, and it's just this is going to be me.
I'm going to have a
what's
hat?
Your shirt going to say?
I'm
going
to have a hat with Chris Dorner on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in with a t-shirt that says... Stephen Paddock did nothing wrong with Stephen Paddock on it.
Nice.
And it's like a picture.
That picture of him like without his eyes closed.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do Ruby Ridge shit. Yeah. Remember Ruby? Yeah.
Yeah, Ruby Ridge. Yeah.
And Waco.
Booty shorts to say, remember Ruby Ridge.
Yeah.
Remember Ruby Ridge.
That's my pants. It's yeah. Ruby Ridge. And then like Korean style pants. And then Waco.
Joggers.
Waco, Ruby Ridge.
And then a swastika on your dick.
And now they're just like, I don't know where this guy. I'm confused.
No, we have to do this. This will be done now.
I'm in.
We have to do this.
I'm
we,
fucking
oh,
in.
You know what we do? We get Andy Leventhal.
Andy.
Oh,
Andy Leventhal.
I've asked him about 1A stuff before. He's like, you gotta approach the NAACP.
I mean, we can't afford Leventhal. By the way, let's just do
I'll
this.
I'll have him on retainer. We'll just say, call. I'll have his card.
Right, I mean, his retainer is probably 6 figures.
Yeah, but I'll be like, Andy, come on, I don't have any money.
Well, let's just do it. We'll do a quick little tease.
We'll talk to Andy Leventhal about auditing. We'll bring him in here.
Oh, fuck
we'll
yes.
We'll tell him what we want to do.
No, quick tease, because we didn't explain this.
Yeah.
So, future guests coming up, by the way. We have a bunch of future guests.
Andy Leventhal.
So, well, first of all, we'll explain these guys later. Christy Martin, former greatest female boxer
of all
time.
Yeah,
she's
check out her
on
documentary on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, and she was
the Untold series. It's unbelievable,
amazing story. Can't do it justice. Matthew Cox, former wanted by this number one most wanted guy by the Secret Service. He makes Frank Abagnale look like a fucking idiot, in my opinion. His scams are way better.
Yeah,
in my opinion, he's like way smarter.
He's
and,
catch me if you can't.
Yes.
And you forgot the last guest.
No. And so I was setting it up. Andrew Leventhal.
And Andrew Leventhal. No, you forgot the Brian Laundrie will be our last guest.
Andrew Leventhal is like America's top 100 criminal defense attorneys. He's a fucking mensch.
He's a really cool, slick.
He's
Jewish.
Literally like Pasadena's like Saul Goodman.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's the man. This man's Instagram is fantastic.
You could be like
the Night Stalker, and it'll get you off.
Mm-hmm. He's great. He's like a top 100 lawyer in the world or in the nation.
Yeah. So like 5 years ago, John sent me somebody's Instagram profile, right?
Yeah, Andy Leventhal's. He just is constantly just getting dudes off, and just like always
getting dudes off. You're making him sound
what?
Like he's...
he doesn't fucking pleasure them.
No, he's constantly got videos of him. Like there's like a dude in an orange jumpsuit behind glass. And yeah. He's like, I'm gonna get you off, buddy. You're done. Like,
yeah, the guy's got like the Hannibal mask on, and he's like. He goes, he's just been accused of eating human beings.
It's literally Mike Myers on the other side of the fucking glass. He's going, you're
do you remember cool. after we watched The Staircase and we loved David Rudolph's work with defending Michael Peter? Michael Peterson?
Scott Peterson. Yeah, Staircase.
And so we sent David Rudolph a big video message on Twitter. Yeah. We were like, Rudolph, you're a legend!
Yeah, yeah.
And we asked him about the owl and everything.
Yeah, no, that was, so that's another great defense attorney, but Andy Leventhal makes him look like the bad defense attorney in My Cousin Vinny. I'll tell you something. Andy Leventhal, John sent me the profile. I start watching it.
It's unbelievable.
Well, he's doing stuff on the thing where he's doing stories and posts and stuff on Instagram. Andrew Leventhal. What's the name?
Andy Leventhal attorney.
Attorney, yeah. So he's got, he'll post something very usually where he's got his arm around like a Mexican guy.
He'll have his arm around a guy like holding a bloody knife.
And he'll say stuff like, hey guys, Andy Leventhal, this guy right here, he just got accused of beating his wife. They were trying to put him in jail for a long time and I got him off. And he's just shameless.
Another felon, you know, yeah. Let's not knock defense attorneys too much. I picked up a defense attorney while Ubering one time.
And no, they're good people.
Well, he said, you know what? Sometimes you know they're guilty, but you defend them because one day you're going to get an innocent one.
Oh, and right.
You got to sharpen your claws for that guy.
Well, no, that's exactly.
I respect him.
That's how the justice system works. They are.
He's going to give us a big rundown.
They're integral part of the justice system. If you don't have somebody defending them. Nothing, then it breaks down, falls apart.
This is going to make that
right because you got a great
NPR show look like shit.
Serial?
Yeah.
We're taking on Serial.
Yeah, so we're getting this guy. He's a genius defense attorney.
Adnan Syed's innocent, by the way.
Yeah Adnan is.
Like Brian Laundrie.
And Chris Watts.
And Chris Watts as well. Well, I didn't want to.
And Stephen
I wasn't
Paddock.
Willing to go that far, but yeah, actually Chris Watts.
Chris Watts is innocent.
I heard that whole family was, they were wrestling.
Well, I don't buy that footage with the pickup thing where he was pulling out. I think he was going to work. Yeah.
Yes, he was going to work. He was trying to get to work early.
He was loading tools.
To provide for his family, and his whole family was wrestling and jumping all over each other.
They were
horsing
around.
They were all horse. They were horse.
They were horsing around. You know what happened? Is he goes, hey. I'm going to go.
We're horrible people. No, we're all going to hell.
You know, here's what actually happened with the Chris Watts stuff. I think the marriage was starting to, there was a lull and they didn't connect like they used to. And he goes, honey, I think, because he's making like big money. I think he goes, hun, I think if I take you to where I work, your puss is going to like get drenched. If you see how much I make and how hard I work. Come to work, bring the kids. Whole family's going to respect me more. It's going to ignite a fire.
And so he was trying to get
them
prepared.
So he brought them to the fucking work site. And he goes, wouldn't it be fun if you sleep, if you get in the trunk and you guys can have like a little sleepover in the trunk? Hop in the trunk. So gets them in the trunk. What? Listen. So he's got him in the trunk. They're having fun back there. He probably set up some snacks and whatever.
Yeah, they're playing the floor.
They built a little fort.
Yeah.
Gets him to the job site, and then he goes, you guys want to see where Daddy works? Up on the big thing, up on the top of the silo?
Yeah, middle of the desert?
Yeah.
This electrical outlet?
So they're up there looking where he goes up really high. It's dangerous. And he goes, be careful. It's dangerous up there. And there are such klutzes. They slipped into the damn silo.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I don't want to make them look like idiots.
I'll
take the blame.
I'll admit to their murder.
And that's my theory on the whole Chris Watts stuff. That's good, right?
No, that is pretty good.
That makes sense.
That is pretty good.
Sounds like a trap.
It's the same thing.
J-Lo loves
Jordan's in the
It's the same thing that happened to Laundry, okay?
That actually was.
Right. Somebody on the...
silo.
Oh, the corn silo. And it's like quicksand.
Yes.
It's quicksand.
Somebody, but let's wrap this up. It's because I don't want to. If you say another 10-minute version of somebody that is innocent of,
you want to hear how the OJ thing went down?
His ODD is going to kick in.
You want to know how OJ went down? Oh, the real story?
See,
yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah. Okay. What happened with OJ?
Well, actually, I read a book on this. So John thinks he's like the smartest guy in town. He thinks he knows everything
his son
about
did
every
it.
Crime. Huh?
His son did.
Is that what I think?
That's the attitude I'm getting on you right now. So, yeah.
Why don't you get away, you know, get over your ego.
Get on my ego? My head's about to explode.
No, we'll end it. I was goofing. Let's end it.
Somebody on the, real quick, somebody on the Patreon, I believe her name's Jessie, very funny. She wrote, BLM, Brian Laundry Matters.
Oh, that's fair. But hey, let me do one for that Swiss kid. I can't remember his name. I love him, though.
Love Swiss the kid. Swiss kid. Yeah, love you all.
Love all right. you.
Love,
yeah.
bye. Love
you. Wait,
bye.
Let me explain that really quick.
Who else is innocent of murder?
No. I meant there was a... So there was a really nice and really message nice, we got.
Yes, we have supporter, a kid in Sweden that listens to us. He's the only person... Switzerland. I thought they were the same.
It's a tiny country.
Shout out to that kid. Okay.
Kid Rock.
Anyway, love we love you, buddy. You. Thanks.
Good night.